Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, protes terhadap rasisme di Amerika Serikat telah menyebabkan gelombang perkembangan di seluruh dunia. Masyarakat mengecam polisi, menggulingkan patung kolonialis yang sudah ketinggalan zaman, dan acara TV yang ofensif dibatalkan dari platform streaming populer. Namun, para ahli mengatakan masyarakat memiliki jalan yang masih panjang di depan. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Julia Carcatzell untuk SBS News. Hampir 400 serangan rasis telah terjadi di Australia sejak awal April. Itu menurut survei oleh Asian Australian Alliance dan juga oleh Being Asian Australian. Osmond Chew, seorang pemikir progresif independen dari lembaga Per Capita, adalah salah satu kolaboratornya. Ia khawatir orang masih belum jelas apa yang dimaksud dengan rasisme.
So there's really a sense that racism has to be either a physical attack or some kind of malicious act. Many people not only receive racial abuse, but receive just comments from people in the streets, colleagues made racist jokes. It is quite clear from what has been going on that people aren't necessarily aware of what racism constitutes.
Penelitian dari Australian National University atau ANU yang dirilis awal pekan ini menemukan bahwa 3 dari 4 warga Australia memiliki perasaan bias rasial terhadap penduduk asli Australia. Andre O'Boller, CEO dari Online Hate Prevention Institute, mengatakan gagal untuk menantang bias itu adalah sebuah masalah.
Some of it is deliberate racism. Some of it is people knowing that racism is bad, not wanting to be racist, but not knowing that they've actually crossed that line. We need more education. We need more work to actually educate people on where the boundaries are.
Pendidikan hanyalah salah satu tujuan dari strategi nasional anti-rasisme yang baru diusulkan. Sekitar 30 organisasi, termasuk kelompok masyarakat sipil dan serikat pekerja, telah menandatangani surat terbuka kepada pemerintah federal untuk meminta pendanaan. Strategi nasional terakhir di Australia yang dibentuk oleh Komisi Hak Asasi Manusia berhenti menerima dana pada tahun 2015. Salah satu kampanye, Racisme It Stops With Me, menerima tanggapan masyarakat yang luas. Namun O'Boller mengatakan penting memiliki strategi baru.
I think the campaign moved the needle. It moved us forward a lot. The problem is, again, it was a very general campaign, and at that point it needed to be. We're now at a point where we could start gathering much more specific data. You know, what is spreading out there? Again, a lot of it through social media, which is misleading people, which is leading to a breakdown in trust within the community, which is causing tensions between different sections of the community. That's what a new anti-racism strategy would be able to tackle.
Rasisme Australia menjadi pusat perhatian setelah China mengeluarkan peringatan kepada para siswanya untuk tidak bepergian ke negara ini. Pemerintah federal sejak itu membantah bukti-bukti tersebut. Namun Chew mengatakan perselisihan politik tidak selalu membawa perubahan.
I think that it's probably more counterproductive, unfortunately, that the response will be defensive rather than addressing what is quite clearly an issue by dragging it into a geopolitical debate. It unfortunately makes it harder to address.
O'Boller mengatakan strategi nasional akan mencakup pengumpulan dana tentang rasisme, meningkatkan kesadaran, dan mendidik masyarakat.
Racism changes. It's moving all the time. That's why we need to have a constant strategy, and we need to have a strategy that can change and adapt and continuously be refined.
Ia khawatir bahwa tanpa intervensi, tindakan rasisme dapat terlihat lebih nyata, sementara pembatasan-pembatasan dilonggarkan dan orang-orang mulai memasuki komunitas kembali.
It could really come out once things have fully returned to normal. Once there's pressure on households because of the economic situation, those messages could grow louder, and it could actually pose a more significant threat to people's safety. That's going to be a real problem given our multicultural society. You know, that's a major concern we have going forward, but we can see it coming, which means there is time to start responding if we move now.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.